This is Daily Rest, Friday, January 26, 2024, the preeminence of Christ. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead? Colossians 1:18. Jesus is the beginning. Two things can be said for sure about the Roman Empire. At some point, it rose, and at some time, it fell. However, scholars have and probably never will agree on the exact moment it rose and the exact moment it fell. Jesus is called the beginning and the end. In Revelation, Jesus calls himself the Alpha and the Omega. We can't say exactly when he began because he has no beginning. Yet Jesus truly is the beginning. Before anything ever was, Jesus eternally existed as a great I Am. It blows the mind. But this truth goes a long way in making humans who have a definite beginning certain that they will live eternally. Our Savior was also the firstborn from the dead. Death couldn't hold the eternal God. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is our guarantee that we will be raised from the grave too. Through his everlasting word, Jesus makes us know about our beginning and our end. You can pinpoint your beginning as a child of God to the moment of your baptism. And your end? Like Christ, who doesn't have a beginning, you will not have an end. Even if your earthly life ends in death, or if you live to the end of this world, you will begin an everlasting life in the kingdom of the firstborn from the dead. In Colossians 1, verses 19 through 20, Paul summarizes the good news of the preeminence of Christ. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Eternal Savior, keep us steadfast from the beginning to the end in the gospel that proclaims your preeminence. Amen. This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. For more information about our congregation, see our website, GethsemaneCLC.org.